I would think you should be able to do that without an issue. My son knows more about Mac than I do. I had a Mac Mini, and I couldn't get it to do very much. I don't understand Mac very well. I do and I don't. I've used them. We use one at church, and I get by using it there. But he took the Mac Mini, and I just said, here, if you want it, take it. It was useless to me at that point. And he actually pulled the hard drive. I took it to Apple. They couldn't reload their own operating system. They said, oh, it's a non-Mac drive. We can't touch it. And he said, oh, that's baloney. He put a different drive in, and he found everything on the web. He's got it working on an OS that wasn't designed to work on it now and all this stuff. So, you know, somebody that understands that, they do very well with it. But Mac stuff, I like the method that they're reasonably secure. I like the fact it's more Linux-based than anything. And I like the fact that there's so much available in Linux. You have the programs that you can run, Windows-type programs, some of them under the Linux environment, using software. So all these things work very well, and Linux, the best thing about it is free, obviously. They don't force you to get new software when they upgrade. They just keep it going, unlike Microsoft, which I hear is doing very poorly right now financially and everything, and they're doing a sort of about-face in some of the Windows 11 stuff. So I've heard scuttlebutt, they're already thinking about 12. Mike.